Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SP Apparel Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Viren. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, I would like to welcome you all to Q3 and 9-month FY24 post-result conference and business update call of SP Apparel Limited. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. C. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. S. Shanta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Chandran, Joint Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lata, Executive Director, Mrs. P. V. Jiva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to our post-result conference call for the Q3 and 9 months ended FY24 of the company. I hope all of you had a chance to look at our investor presentation that is uploaded on the company's website and stock exchange. I would like to highlight about the latest acquisition before we go into detail. Acquisition of Yung Brands Apparel Private Limited, as well as Bannerian Spinning Mills running factory assets. I'm delighted to share that we are embarking on a strategic acquisition initiative geared towards enhancing our market presence and diversifying our offerings to the customers. As part of this initiative, we are planning to acquire a 51.33% stake from Bannerian Spinning Mills Limited and a 49% stake from the joint venture parents from U.S., joint venture partners from U.S. and Mexico in Yung Brands. The acquisition of 100% of Yung Brands will be at a cost of 165 crore. Also, we are acquiring the garment unit of Bannerian, located at Palladam, along with its movable and immovable assets and the leasehold rights of the land and its customers and employees. Deal also includes a leasehold of 6.43 acres of land, inclusive of its existing building located in Sipcot, Perundurai, Tamil Nadu, for a total cost of 58 crore. Yung Brands Apparel Private Limited, renowned in the intimate wear manufacturing sector, has an impeccable presence in critical global markets and remarkable manufacturing prowess. The company is making impressive strides in expanding its presence in markets like U.S., Europe, and the U.K. We view this acquisition as a strategic fit, aligning with our vision to broaden our reach into various textile categories, bolster our export basket, and build a more diverse business model. With its established customer base and product line, Yung Brands Apparel Private Limited will enhance our cross-sell synergy, especially as we focus on deepening our footprint in the U.S. market. This acquisition will not only solidify our export spread but will also lay a robust foundation for sustainable and resilient business growth. We are eager to welcome Yung Brands Apparel Private Limited as we embark on this exciting new chapter together. We will fund this acquisition through a balanced mix of internal accruals and borrowed capital. Now, let me talk about the various segments of the business. The garment division, In the recent quarter, we faced a few unexpected weather-related disruptions such as cyclones in Chennai and Tuticorin port areas. These disruptions had an impact on our garment shipments, and certain shipments were withheld. This also includes the Red Sea issue also. We also had some damages to our stock, but luckily the damage is minor and will be covered by insurance. This quarter there was a decrease in unit realization of garments, which is due to the yarn prices coming down. Hence, this lower yarn price affected our segment's overall revenues. However, our strategy to diversify our product range by manufacturing ladies and men's wear and expanding into the intimate wear segment, which has a better unit price, will increase our realization in the future. As it currently stands, our order book holds orders worth 382 crores. In Q3 FY24, our quarterly revenue reached ₹225.28 crores as compared to 226.65 crores recorded in Q3 FY23, with exports of 14.3 million pieces during this quarter. Our garment segment reported an adjusted EBITDA of ₹38.71 crore in the same quarter, with EBITDA margin amounting to 17.2%. We are glad to report an increase in the utilization levels, escalating from 74 in Q3 FY23 to 78% in Q3 FY24. Furthermore, we are currently preparing to construct a new factory in Sivakasi that is anticipated to be operational by August 2024. We would like to reaffirm our guidance of adjusted EBITDA margin of 18% for FY24. However, our revenue may be flat year on year in spite of the reduction in unit realization, which we have discussed earlier. With regard to the spinning division, during Q3 FY24, we have seen a rebound in our spinning segment compared to the same period last year. The margins have largely stabilized due to a drop in cotton prices, enabling us to achieve break-even in this segment. We are optimistic that this improved performance and trend towards stability will continue in the future quarters. With regard to our SP UK division, it has been on a positive path to recovery. I am pleased to share that we have onboarded a new customer during Q3 FY24. Also, in line with our new strategy, we plan to direct a few orders from the SP UK division to a subsidiary in Sri Lanka for manufacturing. For this quarter, SP UK's revenue amounted to GBP 1.32 million compared to GBP 1.12 million during the same period last year. SP UK EBITDA stood at 3.9% for the current quarter. Looking ahead, we are confident in our potential to secure few more significant customers for this division by March 2024. We therefore forecast a strong performance from this division in the coming period and beyond. Regarding retail division, during Q3 FY24, SP Retail Ventures recorded revenues amounting to ₹14.9 crores, while the EBITDA reported a loss of ₹2.9 crores for this quarter. The profitability of the Cockerill brand remained consistent. However, the introduction of the new brands and the related fixed overhead costs have impacted our profit margins. At present, our retail division is experiencing a phase of consolidation, particularly as we work towards stabilizing new licenses and brands. With regard to the industry outlook, throughout 2024, we successfully navigated various economic and geopolitical challenges, leveraging emerging opportunities despite a slight dip in sales in the US and European markets. The Indian government extension of RoDTEP and ROSCTL scheme fostered our positivity. Meanwhile, rising wages in Bangladesh have made India more attractive to retailers. Coupled with predicted demand increases, increase in spring and summer wear in the US and European market, and sourcing transitions away from China, we look forward to various emerging opportunities in the Indian apparel sector. As we continue to evolve, we have expanded our garment export segment beyond kids' apparel to include men's, women, and now intimate apparel. This expanded portfolio, along with our recent acquisition, will facilitate further growth opportunities. In addition, our newly acquired garment unit and additional land bank provide us with ample space for future expansion, bolstered by government policies that support our endeavors, combined with the promising recovery in demand. We are optimistic about the future and are excited to build upon these favorable conditions. We anticipate a bright future as we stride forward in this journey. Thank you, and over to Mr. Balaji, our CFO.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everybody. I'll just run you through the financials of SP Apparels Limited. On a standalone basis, total revenue for the quarter stood at 225 crores, which is very flat year on year. Total revenue stood at 684 crores for the period ended 9 months, which is flat year on year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 39 crores, which is 18% growth year on year. EBITDA for the period 9 months is 127 crores and growth of 10.5% year on year. PAT stood at 22 crores for the quarter, which is a 37.5% growth year on year. PAT for the 9 months stood at 77 crores, which is 12.2% growth year on year. EPS for the quarter stood at 8.9 per share, and EPS for 9 months stood at 30.7 per share on a standalone basis. On a consolidated basis, total revenue for the quarter stood at 253 crores, which is 1.9% less year on year. Total revenue for 9 months stood at 783 crores, which is 5.1% less year on year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 36 crores, which is 15.8% growth year on year. EBITDA for the period of 9 months stood at 116 crores, which is 3.9% growth year on year. PAT for the quarter stood at 17 crores. PAT for 9 months stood at 61 crores. EPS stood at 7 rupees for the quarter and 24.4 rupees for 9 months ended on a consolidated basis. On division-wise performance, revenue for the quarter stood at 223 crores versus 219 crores year-on-year. On revenue for 9 months for the garment division stood at 693 crores versus 704 crores year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 38 crores for the current quarter, comparing year-on-year it stood at 32 crores. EBITDA stood at 17.2% for the current quarter versus 14.5 year-on-year. EBITDA for 9 months stood at 127 crores, which is 18.6%. Comparing year-on-year, it is 15.8%. And performance of SP UK, revenue for the quarter stood at 14 crores Indian rupee versus 11 crores year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 3.9% positive, comparing flat EBITDA year-on-year. Retail, SP Retail Ventures, revenue for the quarter stood at 15 crores versus 20 crores year-on-year. EBITDA stood at negative 3 crores for the current quarter. In terms of our debt position, long-term debt stood at 2.7 crores, working capital at 163 crores, total gross debt stood at 166 and net debt 131 crores on a standalone basis. Working capital, stock stood at 243 crores, receivable at 85 crores and payable at 70 crores. So net working capital 258 crores. Other data which is available in the presentation, now we will get into the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rehan from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Rehan. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to understand, we had an order book of roughly 400 odd crores for Q3, and we had a console level revenue of about 257 crores. So just wanted to understand, what is the execution challenges we are seeing to not be able to realize higher part of the order book?
See, the order book is something, you know, it is very wavery. It is not very steady. See, sometimes the order book will be like, you know, delivery for, you know, 6 months or 12 months, you know, annual booking. And sometimes only the fashion will be for 3 months or, you know, 3 months delivery or 4 months delivery. So it is always fluctuating. Generally, it will always range, as of today, considering the top line, it will range from, say, 370 crores to 410 crores, something like that. So that is only a yardstick. So if you look at in the past, it used to be about 250 crores, 300 crores, then gradually it improved to 320, 350 as we grow bigger. So there is no real any logic behind the order book changes.
Okay, understood. Second would be, I think I missed it when in your opening remarks regarding your spinning division. So currently, how is it contributing, considering we are seeing raw materials stabilize significantly? So what kind of contribution is it giving right now? Is it a break even? Is it positive addition to the current numbers? Could you help me understand that?
See, one good thing is that the yarn price has come down and it is maintaining the same price. It's neither going further down or it is not increasing. And the yarn price is also more or less the same. There is no big changes. So it's a kind of a fixed situation, which is like, you know, EBITDA margins will be around about around 8 to 10% is EBITDA margin, so which is being maintained now. But if you look at the last quarter, there was a big bleeding, big loss in the spinning division because of the mismatch of yarn prices versus the cotton price. So which is a good sign, and it might continue for quite some time.
Understood. Thank you for explaining so well. My last question would be, with the current order book of about 380 odd crores, with Sivakasi expected to come early on stream in this FY25 and the young brands apparel, what guidance can we gauge from you for FY25? You can share some light on the same, sir.
The guidance we cannot give you, see, but it's a simple, like the Sivakasi is going to be for FY25-26 only. So that's about roughly 400 machines, though you can easily plan about what we expect is about the 25 to FY26 will be, say, about 60 to 80 crores. That's the kind of number we are looking at if the machines are running up and running full. And with regard to this young brand one, we have already mentioned in the press release that currently young brand is doing an export of 330 crores. So we are going to take the possessions shortly after the BD, everything is done. So definitely we will be able to maintain the 330 crores, and with our own, we'll put additional efforts to see we can how we can increase it further.
Understood. So in FY25, what kind of capacity do we expect from Siva Cast in terms of utilization? 50 to 60% is fair to understand?
I think for 25, Sivagasi could be very low in terms of utilization, because it will get commercially operated maybe mid of October or December. So for FY25, you may not find
Sivagasi negligible. It will be negligible. Better we take the numbers for FY26.
Understood. Understood. Thank you for being so honest. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, am I audible?
Yeah, yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just to understand from the Yong acquisition, at around 330 crores of revenue, what is the EBITDA margin you have seen there the unit was operating?
Their EBITDA margin currently is around 11%.
Okay.
Anywhere between 10 to 11%. And there is very good scope of improving on the EBITDA margins.
Gradually.
Okay, so is there any chance to again expand the facility, or you want to just now carry on the existing facility as it is?
So we have no plans of any expansions. Maybe modernization will be happening, but no, definitely no expansions.
So, so this acquisition is at around 223 crores as per the press release. So how much you are going to incur over there to modernize? Any ballpark figure you have in mind?
I think in terms of modernization, what will be the cost that needs to be studied, and then only we can give you any number in terms of...
Okay, so sorry, I think I was under the impression you were talking about the spinning mills. So there is no modernization at present required for Yong brand. We will continue with the 330 crores of business. Currently the EBITDA is about 12 to 13%.
10 to 11%.
So they say that by next quarter they may be able to achieve little more, 2-3% more. So that's the thing. What is last question?
Cost of
modernization is not there. We are not going to do any modernization now.
So how will you raise the EBITDA margin? Because you know this is basically a outsourcing arrangement from the brands. So
actually their utilization level needs to be improved. So they are at 70% utilization. There is a possibility that the utilization level can be increased.
The installed capacity is 1,800, whereas they are running effectively is only 1,200 for want of orders.
So how many pieces of garments we are the unit is generating per year?
We'll just let you know once the transaction is complete. We will let you know in terms of what is their production capabilities and all. We will just let you know once the transaction is complete.
Okay, can you just now guide us the kind of the leverage we will be doing for the acquisition?
On the book you are asking?
Yeah, at the moment I understood your standalone debt level you have said earlier, but now what is the additional debts the company will be adding for the acquisition?
So on the book we have closely around 125 crores as investments, which will be leveraged for the buyout. And subsequently, anywhere between 70 crores of additional debts would be borrowed.
Okay. And sir, this is Sivakasi unit, you said at full capacity utilization in 2000 to FY26 or beyond, may generate around 60 to 80 crores of revenue?
Yeah. So 400 machines is the plan which we are doing for the first phase. So for 400 machines, We have suggested 80 crores.
If it is fully running.
So, the last question is that, you know, because the yarn prices, you know, softening yarn prices has led to some sort of pass on to the end consumer. So that is why the ASR was a little bit muted. So now that, you know, yarn prices are now seen that, you know, it is consolidating for for a up move. We don't know to what extent it will be rising, but surely looking at the cotton prices, it is stabilizing at this level. So if that is the case, then what is the guidance you can give for FY25 realization growth?
For FY25, we have already stated that for FY24 we may be flat. And for FY25, we look at anywhere between 10 to 15% in terms of growth, both in terms of revenue and in terms of the number of pieces.
So what is what I am asking? You know, what is the volume growth and you know, value growth you are you could be looking at?
Value growth we cannot confirm on the value growth, but volume growth could be anywhere between 10 to 15%.
Okay, sir. Anything I will complete.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from JHP Security. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So what is the reason for Young Brands sale? Why were the existing group actually selling this unit?
I cannot comment on that. There must be some reasons. It's a very, very tricky question. we got the offer, so we said we found it more interesting, and that's why, you know, we have taken only the garment side, we have not taken the spinning side.
Okay.
We have not acquired the dyeing as well as the spinning.
Okay. So, and generally, since they are like a job worker, so they would be having some long-term contracts with the brands, for example, Jockey. Based on that only. So what is the tenure of that contract if they are expiring anytime soon?
That's all subject to due diligence now. It's all under due diligence. We really don't know yet.
Okay. Okay. So by when do we expect the transaction to get completed?
Maybe mid of April, 2 months from now.
Okay. And sir, just on that front only, you did mention about EBITDA margin of around 11% in Young Brands. What is the PAT margin currently they are doing?
PAT is somewhere around 5%.
Okay. Okay. And sir, I think you did mention or not, what would be the mix of internal accrual versus debt for the acquisition?
Yeah. So you are asking what is the composition?
You said no.
So what we are looking at funding the garment unit and the Sipcot, the 58 crores, we are looking at taking the support from the bank, and the buyout of shares of 165 crores will be funded through the internal accruals.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations, sir, on this acquisition. I just wanted to understand the customer profile of the acquired company and how synergies can help us elevate to a higher level.
So current customers, they are working with American Eagle.
They are working with Jockey, American Eagle, and they have some US importers as well, and they have a few more customers which, you know, we are still not into it completely. So the customer base is quite impressive. There's no issue about it.
Okay. And what will be the synergistic benefits that we can derive from this acquisition with our existing manufacturing or expansion to new territory? What kind of synergies can we expect?
Sorry, you need to be clear, Prem.
Yeah, so I was asking what kind of synergistic benefits can we expect from this acquisition?
Yeah.
In terms of customer addition or geography addition or manufacturing capability synergies, what else can we
expect? It's like this, you know, because this acquisition of Yong Brands, this completely different product altogether. That's all, you know, the underwear, you know, the lingeries and that sort of product, which is completely different. So it will, you know, it will cross-sell. Our existing customers might be interested in buying those products as well, and their customers would be interested in buying kids' brands or the babies' one as well. So there's going to be a real complementing each other kind of a situation. Real synergy will happen. This is with regard to the customers. And with the production side, I think it's already running one, and there is, yes, you know, we will try to understand the better business model from that company, and they, we will implement what best is working out here to that company. So a lot of things will happen.
Okay. And are we also taking over the running management when we take over the company, or it will be replaced by our own professional?
No, as is already, you know, there are professionals running the company, so there's not going to be any change in the management. I mean middle management team.
Okay, understood. And
yeah, doing extremely well. So we will just let this continue as is.
Okay.
So just to add a point on the synergies, like the geographical presence of the of Yong Brands, which is much into UK, so
yes.
Sorry, in US, will give us more to work for SP Apparel in US also, and also that is a place where you have 26 acres of land where there is a possibility of increasing the capacity there also is possible. So to add just two more points on geographic and
expansion
of factories.
Okay. And we can also leverage a network in Sri Lanka also, with because Sri Lanka is known for intimate wear, if I'm not wrong. Incorrect.
Yeah, you are aware of everything. Yeah? You are aware of the industry very well. It sounds like.
The next question is on the margins of the garment business. With spinning margins now at break-even, and maybe it may improve with the cotton prices at lower level, can we expect EBITDA margins of garment business to reach near 20% over the next 2-3 quarters, or are there any pressures with respect to demand in UK or our existing customers?
Prerna, I guess we are in the opening remark, Mr. Sundar spoke about the EBITDA margin guidance of 18%. So whatever beyond 18%, I think we have done for the 9 months, we have done 18.6%. We should be anywhere between 18 to 19% for the whole year, and we would stick to on the guidance front between 18 to 20% margins
because
for the future.
Yeah, we would like to, you know, maintain that 18 to 20, because there are a lot of, you know, this industry is very dynamic. There are so many changes, positively or negatively, adversely. So it's a challenge it's a challenge to maintain this 18 to 20 because of the external influences. So I don't think there are chances of improving more than 20. That can happen, you know, gradually over a period of time only.
Okay. Sir, last question on Red Sea impact. Since our exposure to Europe and UK is high, is there any impact in terms of our customers asking for free deliveries, preponement of deliveries because the number of days have increased, or if there are any advantages or disadvantages because of this event to you?
Actually, because of that, there are disadvantages for the customers. In some cases, because of late receipt of goods, they are taking the goods by air on their cost.
Okay.
But there is no impact for us, but they are taking air on their cost.
Okay. Understood, sir. Understood, ma'am. Thank you. I'll come back to the question queue for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, team. So I have a few questions. So the first one is on acquisition itself. So if we just break this acquisition into two parts, one is the young brands and the second one is the asset which you have taken over. What will be the revenue from X young brand in terms of, or it is just an asset?
So young brand is an, we are acquiring the shares of the running business. So where I think they have done 330 crores last year, and this, any idea about the 9 months?
9 months, 220.
And this last 9 months, three quarters, 229 crores they have done. So there is no big, we are just getting those 300-odd business straight away as a part of the SC Apparel Group. And once we take the possession, and we are very, very confident with support of our customers there, and they are also working on additional new customers. So probably we can easily increase, you know, in the next 12 months time, easily another about 20-30 crores. So that's what we look at it. And the EBITDA, we don't see any problem in improving the EBITDA. That's what we are looking at. Like, you know, what we say 18% here, and we expect 15-18% there. That's what our target is to work with in young brand. So over a period of time, we will try to maintain 18% in young brand also, as in SP Apparel Garment Division. And with regard to the acquisition of the assets here, I think this is very much in Tirupur, outer Tirupur, which has got about 550 sewing machines running, and because for want of orders there has been a drop in the business, only 120-130 machines are running, and they have the hostel facilities, everything. So we have already started, you know, working towards them, and gradually we will be able to take the complete possession before end of March, and with the employees, everyone will be taken by SP Apparel. It's not going to be a subsidy of SP Apparel. It's going to be in one more factory of SP Apparel. That's the plan.
So this additional factory can give you what kind of top line, sir?
Yeah, this additional one is the asset acquisition will bring about another about 100 crores, close to 100 crores, 80 to 100 crores.
So, sir, is it fair to assume that this 223 crore total acquisition cost should lead to, eventually over the next 2 years, close to 460 odd crores of revenue once you streamline everything, maybe 2 years, 2.5 years?
Yes.
And one should assume whatever 15 to 18% margin in that range?
Yes.
15%.
Yeah. We will work towards 18, but we can get, see, currently it's only 12%, and I think we will be able to improve it by 15% in this, once we acquire in the first quarter itself, we should be able to touch 15% EBITDA. That's what we hope for the next year.
Okay, understood. So that was my first question, sir. The second one is on the existing garmenting business. When I look back in terms of, let's say, the your kind of commentary in the previous quarters, there was some upbeat in terms of the overall business momentum. But it seems that the overall, you are saying that FY24 will be flat kind of growth versus, let's say, 15% growth in the year beginning. So, and I understand that overall business environment has also changed. But how do you see the situation for SP Apparel per se, and in terms of new order pipeline, new customers, how is that building up?
See, the market scenario, see, with regard to SP Apparel, yes, we see next year we are confident we should be able to increase the business by about 10 to 15%, that's for sure. And in addition to that, this young brand will add on to it, and this the new factory also will add on to this, and Silgarchi factory will not give any big support for the 25 FY. And the market scenario is that, you know, yes, there is a threat of competition for India from Sri Lanka and Bangladesh because of the duty benefits. Definitely, people are, you know, customers are looking at Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. That is another thing. And of course, as we are really strong in the fashion products to the kids and babies, still we will continue to get our business. But as we grow with our existing customers, we are looking at men's and ladies, fashions, and, you know, even lingeries, undergarments, and other things. So what we are planning for next financial year is, one is the lingeries, undergarments from the newly acquired factory for our existing customers, as well as the Sri Lanka factories, which will come under SP Apparel only. The exporting will be by SP Apparel, although it is in Sri Lanka. It will be accounted in, hopefully we are planning for that one. So that will also add on additional business more than what we are currently getting from other departments. So this is the current scenario for the next 1 year.
Okay, understood. So the other one is in terms of, and I have been little critical about this division, which is retail. And this year also, if I look at the first three quarters, we had almost close to 9 crore EBITDA loss. Maybe at PAT, the loss would be even higher, is what I presume. So, and you have been quite positive over here, but in terms of trajectory, as an investor, we are not able to understand how are you taking this business forward. These are like for a revenue of 58 crores, loss of 10-12 crores seems to be quite high. So, if you can just explain how are you thinking, what are you thinking about this business going forward? Because it is pulling down the overall profitability of the company.
Yeah. I think Chandran, can you answer to his question?
Yeah, Rishan. So, yeah, to your question on the retail, the trajectory, how it's going compared to even last year, has been quite difficult with the, again, market situation and all that. But as we said, or we've been saying, is Crocodile has done an EBITDA positive, so it's performed well. Even to be fair, for Q3, the other brand, Angel and Rocket, has become profitable on a gross margin level. We used to make losses on gross margin because of smaller volumes. Now that is increased. The biggest letdown has been on the other brand Head, where the contract comes to an end by the end of this December 24, and there is a minimum guarantee royalty agreement with them which we are negotiating. So we are in a process where if we have to exit, we have to exit by the end of this year, which means selling the stock, liquidating stock and clearing and all that. So that has been going on for the first three quarters because we decided this three quarters back. So this impact from the head brand is going to affect us for Q4, maybe Q1 next financial year also. But by the Q2 next financial year, we'll be out of this head minimum guarantee and all that. So if that turns out positive in terms of conversation, things will improve immediately. If it doesn't, then two more quarters, there'll be impact from this. And I remember during a con call in the first quarter of this financial year, we said that we look at it retail as a whole for 8 more quarters, and I think we're 3 quarters down the way. We are making corrections, making sure that things don't go worse than this, but in 2 more quarters, we'll be able to see the results. If we don't, then we know what to be doing with the business in, say, 4 more quarters. We are definitely monitoring it closely and addressing as much as we can to limit the damage that it can do to the parent company.
Okay. The last one is on cash flows. So, as you mentioned, you have a net debt of 131 crores. Is that correct?
Correct, correct.
And you will have another 233 crores to be paid. And then you mentioned 70 crore of incremental borrowing. I actually didn't able to reconcile all these three numbers, because if your net debt is 131 crores and if you have 233 crores of incremental acquisition to be, yeah.
We have 125 crores of investment that are sitting, which is not been part of the net debt. So if I reduce that 125 crores, my net debt will be around 8-9 crores only.
Okay. Then it is correct. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm done. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rishu.
The next question is from the line of Rehan from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. So I just wanted to understand how much of a hit have we taken because of the Red Sea issue. I think you mentioned the same in your opening remarks. So are we seeing the order backlog which will be realized in Q4? Or can you help me understand the impact of the same?
So in terms of sales, we could have somewhere around 6 to 7 crores worth of shipments that were kept on hold during the December end. So that could be into the as sales for Q4.
Understood. So nothing severe as such.
Sorry?
Nothing severe as such.
Nothing severe.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, just one view of on your side. Currently, what we have seen is that page industry itself is about generating EBITDA of around 18 to 20% on the longer side. So when we are eyeing from the young brands, the similar kind of EBITDA margin. So how far is it viable for, at what level you see the EBITDA margin viable at our end?
Sorry, your question is...
Can you come again, please?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what I'm asking is that page industry, if we see the their long-term these jockeys is a franchise, the page industry is a franchise of jockey. So then the page industry is generating a EBITDA of if you see the long-term EBITDA of around 18 to 20%, so 20 as higher than 22% maybe. So but in recent time it is around 18 to 20%. So and when you guided mentioned that you are eyeing for young brands around 18% margin. So is it viable to sustain that, or we will be able to settle somewhere around 12%, 13%?
So see, young brand is
key. So young brand, we have given a guidance of 15% going forward. Now currently they are making only 11%.
11-12%.
And in terms, you are comparing the EBITDA margin with Page. So Page is, we are B2B only. They are into B2C. So they are backward integrated in terms of their overall setup. So I think you cannot compare Page EBITDA margins and SP Apparel's EBITDA margin, but definitely we are moving towards increasing our margins from 18% to 20%. That is a part of our process which we have been doing it regularly.
No, Balaji sir, I am not comparing you with the Page industry. I am comparing young brands with Page industries.
Young brand is also a manufacturing company. It is also like yes. SP Apparel.
Correct. So that is what I am saying. When Page itself is generating around 18-20%, so where we see our margin in young brands to settle around currently at around 11-12%. So is it possible to raise it to 15% beyond?
No. We are working towards 15 at the moment. In the long term, yes, 18 is possible. By combining, that's the advantage, SPFL is acquiring young brands. There are more possibilities of, we are coming and putting young brand also in this 18-20% slot in the long run. Completely different fabric, different product, everything is completely different ballgame of manufacturing and exporting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Sir, I just wanted to check on, you were mentioning about the SP UK and SP Sri Lanka facility. What is the kind of capacity that we are setting up in Sri Lanka, and what are the products that we are looking to cater to? Any large clients we have got? Something on that front, sir.
Because, there are certain customers of SP UK, they are only insisting on the duty-free countries, preferably, then they want to grow the business. So naturally, we have offered them Sri Lanka production, so which is fine, They are also, some of the customers have seen the factories and they are really convinced. And so the capacity is something, we are planning for the next 1 year time, say up to 1,000 machines, over a period of 12 months, we are planning production of 1,000 machines out of Sri Lanka. For SP UK.
So this is more of like the same customer what we are doing from India shifting to Sri Lanka, or is it a new business that we are getting there?
So SP UK is the same customer. SP UK is buying from India, buying from Sri Lanka, sometimes buying from Bangladesh also, because they are based at London. So the same customers, and we are adding one more customer, so they are also interested in Sri Lanka also.
Sure. Get back in the
this is going to be an additional capacity, for example. Additional benefit, because SP UK is not manufacturing, it's only a trading business. So for the SP UK, the trading they can source from any country, wherever the price advantage is there, and different products, denim they can make, everything. They are not restricted to only JSP products, and ether products or the babies or something like that.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avash Poddar from Ioneers Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead. Mr. Avash?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Avash, you are not audible.
Am I audible now?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So actually, I just wanted to check on young brands. You said for 9 months you have done around 230 crores of revenue, and for 9 months 24 and F23 you had done 330. So is it there's some seasonality where Q4 you would be similar to that number, or will for FY24 you will be at a lower level? And from there on, we are saying FY25, as per the press release, will be closer to 370-400 crores. So just wanted to understand the revenue growth for Yum! Brands. That is point number one. And point number two, I just wanted to understand, when you say you should be able to take margins from 10%, 11% to 13%, 14% or 13%-15% in quickly, is it led more by your sourcing and your capabilities, which is why gross margin is something which is easily expandable? Are there any low-hanging fruits? If you could just talk about one or two factors which is giving you this confidence on the margin front.
See, the first question is that in the last three quarters, we cannot comment on anything because the previous management one, so we don't know. But even Q4, we really don't know what's going to be the numbers because we are going to take the position somewhere in the month of April. But what, you know, I had a discussion with the previous management is that they are expecting to close around, say, 320-330 crores. That is something. And we, by looking at their customer base and the capability, we strongly believe because, you know, currently we are doing only 1,200 machines. So once the order inflow is coming, see, there are definitely there is a synergy. The customers know SP Apparel. See, the minute they got the news from the media, some of the customers have approached us and that, you know, it's good that, you know, SP Apparel is acquiring it. So we are ready to place more orders for the such kind of products, you know, underwear products kind of things with us. So with the existing our customer support, and also they are also pushing with their a lot of other customers, US importers, and we should be able to increase the running capacity utilization from 1,200 to, say, 1,500 machines in the next 12 months' time. So that will fetch another about, say, about another, say, 50-60 crores of additional business. So we are aiming for up to, you know, 400 crores in the next financial year, but I'm not sure. You know, unless I really jump into it, we are not able to comment anything. And the second question is?
Margin
in Yum! Brands. Yum! Brand margin. See, once the utilization goes up and these products or something, you know, because of worth of orders, sometimes the existing management is forced under pressure to take the orders even for loss, you know, to keep the factory running. So with our support, with our customer support, the thing, so once the order inflow is coming, so automatically there will be an improvement in the margins to 15%, up to 15%.
Understood. Then just one last bit, for the overall business growth for SP Apparel, the organic business. So you are working on a new factory at Sivakasi. You are working from SP UK and the Sri Lanka bit, and you obviously, when we hear global commentary as well, where we understand the all the export demand and all those challenges have gone away. So in that backdrop, I just wanted to understand, is 10%-15% a conservative number? You think you can do better? Just wanted to understand the growth in perspective.
This is, you know, we are only
Yum! Brands as a part of this. I'm just saying SP Apparel as a total, as an entity, shouldn't we grow faster with the number of efforts that we are making?
So this, the 10, 15% growth we are talking about is only with related to SP Apparel garmenting existing setup, excluding Yum! Brands and excluding Sivakasi. So that is going to be a consolidated number, can be another about, say, 400 crores in the next financial year. In addition to 10% to 15% growth of our existing.
Perfect. That is clear. That is clear. Okay. Thank you. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for showing interest in this con call and trying to have interest in know more about the information. And there are more questions were, you know, focused on the acquisition part. And, you know, we are very confident this move, the acquisition move, is a very right move for us, and that's our strength also. And definitely, their customers are really interesting to us. And with additional customers, additional capacities and additional customers, it makes a lot of sense to the acquisition of this this company. And also we are very, very optimistic about the Sri Lanka operations for the SPUK, as well as we are planning for Sri Lanka operations for our SP Apparels business also. So we are confident for the coming financial year to have a very, very interesting number. And thank you for showing interest in our business, and thanks for participating. Good luck.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.